The problem is a build-up over the years of bricks and demolition rubble from round in Newton Bay.
And, you know, we're on the shore, we've just walked the shore, we're looking at the bricks and stuff. It's covered really, isn't it?
Yes, at some points, even along outside the outside kids' play, it's up to 800 millimetres deep. And that is supposed to be an amenity beach there for people that are allowed to bathe. So it isn't really practical. And it gets worse, especially after spring tide.
So, I mean, what are you wanting? What are the group asking of the council?
To stop the bricks coming onto the beach, or to find a way of keeping the beach as an amenity and clear for people to use.
Do you think people want to come to Prestwick Beach?
Yes, I think they do. I walk this beach every morning, and there is literally probably 30, 40 people on it even at that time of the morning. And when the weather is good, there is a lot of people come down. They go to kids' play, they want to go on the beach when they come out, and they can't. It's things like that. We are losing one of our best actual amenities in the town, which is costing an awful lot of money now to look after, because the council did not carry out the works properly in the first place on the seawall.
And the longer it stays like this, the bigger an impact it's going to have on Prestwick's economy as well.
Yes, and it won't stay like this. It will continue to get worse till the point will come when they will have to close the beach, and that will have a major effect, even on people who don't go to the beach, because they'll say, why go to a seaside town that doesn't have a beach? And that will cause a major effect.
A lot of the problems here have come to light after the asbestos was found. Were you surprised by that?
No. I had seen the asbestos and things before that, but in my job, when I was an engineer in a factory, I looked after 150,000 square feet of asbestos roofs. And that type of asbestos is not a danger in the way that the soft asbestos is, which can kill.
But, I mean, for you walking along the shore here, when you see the rubbish and the roof tiles, people were quite shocked by that, but you weren't?
No.
Why not?
Basically because of my experience in using and handling asbestos. There is no real problem unless you cut that asbestos or eat it, basically.
Yeah. Basically. So, I mean, what's next in the kind of campaign to get the council to clean up the beach and remove the bricks? I mean, in your opinion, is it feasible? Can they do it?
I don't think they can clear all the bricks off. I think that they should be looking at making an area of beach and concentrating on that and keeping that clean, especially the bit from the old swimming pool down. It's only a triangle of about 500 metres long.
And when you communicate with the council about this, what do they tell you? What do they say?
Over the years, I have never had a completely straight answer that they will clear the beach. Never. They have always sort of said, we'll do this, we'll do that, but it never actually has had any impact. And even when they supposedly cleared the 650 tonnes off the beach, it never had an impact on what was on there.
Do you think that Prestwick Beach is further down their priority list than other beaches?
Yes. Places like Troon, Ayr, and these sort of places, which do attract a lot of people, are at the top of the food chain. We're right at the bottom, along with some of the other very small beaches that they look after.
What is the feeling in the local community about this?
Everybody I talk to are horrified. But the people in Prestwick is an older lot of people who do not usually want to get involved in this type of thing. There is a lot that do get involved and a lot of people who do good works for it, but in general it is not. And the kids today, they don't go to the beach the same amount, but that's just the way it's gone now.
The thing is a lot of the kids in Prestwick probably won't remember a time when there wasn't bricks on the beach.
That's probably true. It's probably true. And there's also the problem where one of the St Nicholas Golf Club may be involved, which they may have some problems with the seawall, which may be their responsibility. I can't say that for certain because that's a legal thing. Mm. And that can put an awful lot of backlash on from the golfers.
There is an awful lot of different parties and agencies and bodies, and it almost sounds like it's a wee bit like pass the buck.
It is. They pass the buck from one to another, to another, to another. And as a single person trying to do something over the years, it's been very difficult.
But momentum is gathering now, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. Even to the state, Colin Blair of Buzzworks did a trial on the beach to try and get rid of the stones, though that was unsuccessful. At least it shows that they're willing to get involved as well.